We need to talk.
Graham Beasley out of Wellington. Sports Freak website is what he operates. You've been a stationery man for a long time. Graham, do they still have fax paper?
Of course you do.
They do?
Yeah, just pop down to the warehouse or whatever and you can get that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got some issues to talk about. We've got Daly Cherry Evans to talk about. We've also got two balls of the century and FIFA. But I know that FIFA and Chuck Blazer is first up on your agenda.
Chuck, can I give a little shout-out for another website? chuckblazer.blogspot.co.uk.
Okay.
This guy is a star. just extraordinary. I don't know if you've seen him. He looks like Father Christmas.
He does, yeah.
And it's like he's sort of won a pub raffle the opportunity to be a FIFA executive. And he thought, well, this is pretty cool, and I'm going to make the most of this. It's kind of like Forrest Gump. He has just been partying large for the last 20, 30 years, and he's taken photos of it all and put it up on his Blogspot. I mean, it's all from sort of 5 or 6 years ago, but it's suddenly come to light now, and boy, he made the most of it. And he's also got a bit of a Star Wars thing going on.
Yeah, he loves Star Wars as well, doesn't he? Yeah,
and he likes dressing up as various Star Wars characters.
Oh, you know he bathes in chocolate milk, Angus, don't you?
Absolutely.
There's nothing at all that this guy doesn't do to the largesse.
It'd be like a Playboy party, just completely over the top, and just bringing in things, you know, like an Arab sheikh. He wants camels on Waiheke Island when he's on holiday.
That's it.
He gets his camels while he's on holiday at Waiheke Island.
This is the guy, remember, that's got a penthouse apartment at the Trump Towers for his cats.
It's just fantastic. I mean, you know,
he doesn't even like cats, you know,
and that's why he doesn't live with them.
That's right. That's right. They're in another apartment.
I think if I ever got cats, I'd find an apartment.
Oh, I hate cats.
I love cats.
Disease-ridden, bloody horrible, cruel things. God Almighty! I mean, yeah. I don't know the Chinese mate eat the buggers.
Merlot and latte are very snuggly.
Oh, oh,
you're not
no.
going to the cat cafe for you?
Oh, see, we had this discussion yesterday afternoon on the program. And the cat cafe, just all I think of, it conjures up images of the homeless lady on Home Alone with all the pigeons.
That's it.
That's the type of person that goes to the cat cafe.
Graham, you know this as well as I do, that if you ever stump across a woman at any aspect of your life who has more than two cats, avoid.
It's a warning bell.
It is a warning bell. It is a large warning bell.
Stay away from that.
You know.
The thing also about Chuck Blazer, and again, what a fantastic name, is he's singing like a canary now, isn't he?
Well, he has to because he's dying.
Yeah, so, and he's going to bring the whole thing down with him.
And good on him, finally. I mean, I know he's lived the life of large years. Somebody had to, though. And look, and it was never going, you know, had to get to Blatter. And I don't think they can get to Blatter. I think he's too clever. But the thing
is fascinating, isn't it?
Well, they can get him to resign is probably the best that they can do.
Yeah.
And at least they've done that.
We need to talk.
All right, Daly Cherry Evans, and I know Angus, with you and Kent, this is going to be a big topic of discussion this afternoon. Angus maybe with us, Kent's producer as well. No one wins out of this. We're talking before to Brad Walter out of Sydney. It's just the whole situation. You just sit there and shake your head at it.
Manly looks stupid. Cherry Evans looks stupid. The Titans don't get anything out of it. The one team I do feel sorry for the most is the Titans, because Cherry Evans was going to be everything to that club. He was going to be the captain. He was going to be the face of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about potential sponsors?
Returning home, of course, because he's going back to Queensland.
Exactly.
Because of the family. That's right.
I just think it's ridiculous, A, that this law ever existed, and the fact that he, at the last minute, is able to change his mind. But it's absolutely ridiculous. I made this analogy yesterday that the poor marketing executive who's got to go out and try and get sponsors for the Titans goes to, I don't know, Coke or whoever, and says, hey, can you come and sponsor our team? They look at the team and go, why are we going to do that? Well, we've got Cherry Evans coming.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, he can come alongside. We'll get him to come along to events.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk to your employers or whatever. Yet now that's all gone out the window.
Graham, the worst thing is that to me, it just sets up a situation like you have with the English Premier League, where there is not a single contract that is worth its piece of paper, is it? Because at a moment's notice, it gets ripped up and they can sign again for someone else.
At least with the English Premier League, when you do sign somebody, they are playing for you next Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This whole business, and we talked about this rugby before with Charles Pietau, you know, signing a contract which doesn't take effect for a year or over a year, I think. So it's the same sort of thing here. So at least in football, you do have that you're playing for someone straight away. But I think the only good thing to come out of this is they're going to scrap that 13-week rule. What a bizarre rule. Mm.
And how nervous is everyone now thinking about Tuivasa-Sheck and so forth with, what, a week to go before it does get scrapped?
Yeah, it is a week to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a long week for the Warriors.
They need to bring in some sort of draft system, you know, or a transfer window. The good thing about a draft system is it gets people talking about your competition, your sport during the off season.
Yeah.
Because there's something to focus on.
Good
you
call.
Look at it in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it keeps the discussion going.
Look, I saw on ESPN last night, you love this. One of their stories, Graham, was there is 100 days to go till the NFL starts.
Yeah.
They are the best sporting organization in the world for continuing the publicity even when it's not on.
Because it is actually quite a short season, isn't it?
Mate, it's only 16 round robin games, yeah. And what, I think it's 20 weeks in total.
Yeah, but it just kind of shows the benefit in not overexposing your product. You know, by having a reasonably concise season.
Yeah.
People
look,
can
draft system, you've got the salary cap, which is bloody good. But also just, you know, I mean, we lament, don't we, Angus, the days of the one player, one club thing. And that is what is so special about Manu Vatuvei you know, the fact that he's signed on. You know, Cherry Evans, if you're just honest, mate, and stand up and say, look, I'm doing it for the cash. I don't mind that.
No,
what I don't like is when
that.
You're barefaced sitting there trying to tell us fibs.
Yeah, I'd much rather than just say, hey, I've got a much better
offer.
I can make $200,000 more at the Titans than I could at Manly, so that's why I'm going. Colin Slade did that.
Yeah.
And to actually say that the deal with the Titans was purely as a bargaining tool.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Instead of just everyone, I tell you what, if I was the Manly fans, I'd be giving it to him
too.
We
need to talk.
Anyway, finally, Graham, I've about faced on this. The ball of the century isn't the ball of the century, and I've just shown Angus the other ball of the century, which was worn to Strauss in 2005. Have you compared both?
Yeah, I have compared. I still think the Gatting one beats it, mainly because that was his first ball in Test cricket in England.
So yeah, but look at the tweak and the turn, Angus, on the 2005 one, which is a very similar ball. It's pitched in the same place.
I've only literally seen this 5 minutes ago, and I thought it was computer animated.
Yeah.
I thought it was taking the piss.
Yeah.
But no, it's
Andrew
real. Strauss. It's amazing.
It's real.
How much it turned. It's
Hawkeye would have had problems with it, wouldn't it?
Well, Graham, the other thing is being a left-handed batsman, Strauss, he comes out, if that had hit his pad, there's no way the umpire's given him out. You can't. You'd be laughable to appeal it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But doesn't it show what Shane Warne left, though? The fact that we're debating two balls that are 12 years apart.
And what, the last one was, what, how long ago? 2005. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, and the one before that was in 93. So it just showed the dominance that he had.
This isn't in your young people hits and giggle cricket, Angus. This is in Test cricket. Test cricket where you've... Oh, he's the oldest young guy in the world, Hayden.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I was 25-year-old.
Oh, okay, right. So you're 25 going on Test cricket, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I just didn't realise that Shane Warne's ball of the century, the original one, was 93.
Yeah,
I was
93.
I was only four.
You were not watching then. See, no. Graham, this is the other thing. Graham, if you're under 25, I don't even talk Test cricket to you, you know?
It's a waste of time, right?
Yeah, it's a total waste of time,
isn't it?
Give
me Test cricket any day of the
really?
Week.
Really?
Yeah, love it.
It's beautiful to watch, people. It's on our Facebook page. And just what this guy did, remember he brought it back, didn't he, Graham? He brought back an art form that everyone thought had died because of the West Indies before a four-pronged pace attack. That noise in the background is Angus. This is what young people do. He's on his cell phone the whole time that he's talking to us.
Multitasking.
That is an iPhone. Is that an iPhone 6?
No, it's an S6. A Samsung. Samsung S6.
Layden Smith in that studio there brought on his iPhone 6 this morning to show me, Hayden. You know how big it is? It's as big as a bloody laptop, isn't it? Your stupid phone that's that size, isn't it? He knows what I'm talking about.
Is that the bendy one?
Is that there? Graham, have you got one?
I've got no idea what you're talking
about.
Don't
ask another man if he's got a bendy one, Hayden, for God's sake.
Do you? Let's have a look at yours. Let's have a look at yours.
No,
I
won't.
Is that the one that Mel's put down his pants?
Stop it.
No.
We have issues.
We need to talk.
Thank you, Graham. Thanks for stepping in. Thank you, Angus. 11:16 time.